Kia haka I te ake I tērā waiata e tātou mānau mai hoki mai ki te reo irirangi o te hiku o tika. Nā koe a ko te waiata mautonu mai a Amber Holly. Engari I tēnei wā e tātou mā he kaupapa kei a Māua Ringa. A nā koe a ko te kaupapa kei mua I te aro ko te Christmas parade me te Christmas in the car park kei mua I te aro. Engari ko tō tātou kai kōrero mō tēnei kaupapa ko Maika Tāwhara. Nō reira me tāwhiri a ki tātou ki te hakatau I aia. Kia ora Maika, how are you this afternoon?
Kia ora, yep, really good, really busy.
Really busy, eh? It's that time of the season.
Definitely. So, Joel and I were having a kōrero about the many kaupapa that Shine On Kaitaia has actually done for our community, but we haven't actually touched on what Shine On Kaitaia is. So can you give us a little bit of kōrero about how this kaupapa arose and what the aim of Shine On Kaitaia is for our local community?
Oh, okay then. Okay, yep. So Shine On Kaitaia is a youth project. It's actually a project that runs out of He Whānau Marama Trust. This trust was set up a couple of years ago and started really at Pukemiro Kura when a group of whānau wanted to do more in terms of our tamariki, expressing their creativeness, their innovativeness, and outside school curriculum. So that's kind of where the whole kaupapa born into He Whānau Marama, bringing families into the light in terms of positivity and anything really that the kids want to do and create. And after that, Whānau Scott Talent was born. We had our first one at Pukemiro Kura. And then it just kind of grew and grew from that. And as community engagement started to happen, which is a huge thing in Kura Kaupapa, making sure our kids have these relationships with their wider community, we started bringing events out into the park down at JC Park, and then we'll have like karaoke sidewalk karaoke whānau styles downtown, and just doing these kinds of events through the community and bringing our kids out and interacting with other tamariki.
Awesome.
And then after that, it just kind of, it's been snowballing ever since, to be honest.
Oh, ka pai, yes, and Te Hiku has been following a number of the stuff that you have been doing. And including the Whānau Scott Talent, as we know, we live streamed the Whānau Scott Talent 2018 down at Yahoo Centre, and it went really well.
Yeah, it was. Would say that kaupapa would be the main kaupapa, and has been the past couple of years, and it got so big because as our may know, our group, we're all volunteers, so there's no paid positions at all. All really we get out of it is the satisfaction that our kids are learning awesome skills such as managing an event, how to fill out a funding application, how to do stage management, how to sort out a kind of do sound and learn, like all these kinds of things that they're learning at the same time of putting kaupapa on for others.
And like,
practical stuff. Like, we do it the marae, really.
Yeah, it definitely is a great kaupapa that Shine On Kaitaia has actually bring to our community, especially getting our tamariki off the streets and being manakia during, you know, all hours of the day. It's actually putting their skills to use and keeping their minds occupied, you know, so they don't go out and do, you know, naughty things, spray painting or whatnot. They actually have a place where they can go and interact with one another without having to do those things, sort of things, to fit in with a crowd per se. Our next kaupapa coming up is the Christmas parade. To our knowledge, the funding for these kind of kaupapa was cut. So it was actually great to see Shine On Kaitaia bringing this kaupapa to Kaitaia this year.
Yeah, so we've been lucky over time meeting other organisations and trusts that do amazing things and have for many years behind the scenes that I think a lot of people don't really realise. One of them is the Avocado, Whānau Avocado Trust. Now, they, it's been 19 years actually, since they started, and they used to manage the centre parade. So over time and over years, people will come and go, and as volunteers get less and less, you know, it gets harder to do stuff because, again, they're all volunteers. So we connected with them and brought it back last year with their with them, and unfortunately, sadly, with the passing of Norm Bryan, he was our Santa for many years. This will probably be the last Christmas that the Avocado Trust will do, and we're just in the process and doing their final one with them together, and then we'll be taking it over, taking the mantle over with their consent and with their approval and all that kind of stuff. So, and it's all that succession thing, you know. We're teaching our kids that, you know, for many years people do these things for community, and now it's getting handed over to you. And maybe it could be, maybe it's a bit different in how you want to do it. But all in all, the main kaupapa is bringing our families together, celebrate the year and everything that's gone on. Remember our loved ones that aren't here anymore, and just put it on, and it's going to be amazing.
That's cool, Micah. You know, it has that extra significance, this particular event. And so we were also just having a little laugh about the fact Christmas in the car park. Instead of Christmas in the park,
when you get the joke, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's all part of it too, you know. Out of the box, who other than Karaya, out of the whole country, everyone has Christmas in the park. Everyone has Christmas in the park. We got this mean as space now that we're thankful to be able to contribute by doing the murals, having. You know, people say, oh, how can we help out? We've got a special kind of kaupapa coming up soon. I can't say too much for the other walls, you know, and that space is just going to make it easier for families. You know, they park up or they walk from their home to somewhere after the parade and go straight into a concert, boom, in the centre of their town.
The car park. Christmas in the car park. Yeah, we actually, the first time we read it, we both started giggling about it. I was like, oh, that's punny.
It's quite tired.
Awesome. So I'd like to thank you, Micah, for coming on our show this afternoon to shed a light on the Shine On Kaitaia kaupapa. And it actually really is an amazing kaupapa, the whole thing, not just the little events that you throw every now and then, but the whole kaupapa as a whole. So I'd like to thank you once again for guiding our tamariki in this kind of kaupapa and shining a light on the things that they can do for the community and they have been doing for the community. But unfortunately for this hour, we've run out of time. Do you have any kōrero for our listeners here in our kāinga?
Yeah, just go to our Facebook page. It's the best way to find out the information because it is a jam-packed day starting from 8 o'clock karakia there and then all the way through, probably till 8 p.m. because we've got so many awesome talent coming to share love with everyone, and there's got to be kai available. So just, you can't really miss it.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you once again, Micah. We hope you have a great afternoon.
Yes, too. Ngā mihi.
Ka tira i tātou. Mā koe a te reo kōrero o Maika Tāwhara. Tētahi o ngā kaihāpai i tēnei o ngā kaupapa a kiroto i a tātou o te hiku o te ika nei. Nō reira, he tika rā ki te tuku e ngā mihi nui me ngā mihi mahana ki aia i roto i ōna mahinga katoa.
Ai, kā rawe, tērā kaupapa nui mō tō mātou hāpuri me o mātou whānau ki ngā tamariki hoki. Mautonu mai ki tō tātou hōtaka o taumatahanga, o tēnei te waiata, rongo nui, rawa rawa tū, he mea tika ki te hakapāho tēnei waiata mai i tēnā kōrero kia Maika Tāwhara e pāna ki tēnā kōrero. Ko tēnei waiata, ko te whānau, te waiata whānau, mai i te, mai i a rātou mā ngā kai waiata rongo nui, pua wai, rawa ko rongo mai taiapa. Mau tonu mai ki te reo irirangi iwa te kaumā whetū iratahi.